תוך הדלת, סעיף א', בכלל הסעס, שוי סוף קושייני, שוי סוף קושייני, ואי מבוא לכל. לא יבוא חמישי, אבל לא יבוא אחר אחרי. שמבוא חי, בפריעה גפן, כי מלכי שם כיבוש. מלכי שם כיבוש. שמבוא בוא חי מלכי גפן, כי מחכי סבי. סונמורי זה בכלל הזה, זה פסקו, אני בלי, פנית השם. If we got to the first question that the real discussion is whether the Brocha Lufanel is required before every course or just before the first course. So what does he say? He doesn't, the Rif says, he mentions Shira Sahini. He doesn't mention Uji, but he says Rabos, certainly. And it's not Rabbi going upstairs, because they are here. But the Akeni, the Rif mentions Ishides Akeni, and he agrees with that, that before every course, he has to say the Brocha Lufanel of every Akeni. Why? Because there is a hefsek between one course and the other. It's like the Gemara of Rabun and Rafah. The Gemara of Rabun and Rafah. Just as Habu ben Yivrach the hefsek. So the Seder, the Seder between one course and the other, the Habodah being in the Seder between one course and the other is a hefsek. Maybe the Rif says that you have to say the Brocha Lufanel of every course. Who is Chilek? The Rosh. Of course, I don't know Chilek. But the Rosh is the one who is Chilek and the Amelik. And the Mechaber, Amelik is not in accordance with the usual Derech is that he passes as a Rif. But here he does the Pasuk. He passes as a Rosh. So he says, "Min b'vorecho sheisi kisheni, min b'vorecho l'b'vorecho l'shemo, l'b'vorecho achem, shein b'vorechim b'yir b'yakefem, kiim al koi shal kibush, v'al koi yis shal birkas amozit." So in other words, he passed this. He doesn't pass it like the leaf. In regard to the first problem, the first question, he discusses, but he passes like the rosh. Passes like the rosh, not the leaf. Then we got the second question that the Rif discusses as to whether, so the Rif mentions two shittas. One shitta is only if the case of the Rif, and one is that after the first cases, and after the last cases, there is a third shitta that after every course, then the Rif doesn't make. But how does the Mechal pass? We walk in our heaven, he makes the beat. Like the first motion for me. And not like the Rif's own shikhi. Because the Rif's own shikhi is like the second motion. Which is that after the first two cases, he says the Mechal and the last cases. So he doesn't pass it like the Rif's own shikhi. But then how does the Mechal pass it? So, in other words, so if we got the Brocha Achreino, it's not really the understanding of the Brocha Achreino. And it's remarkable that the Mechaba will usually pass with like the Rif, not like the Rosh, whatever the Rif is. So here, he passes like the Rosh, and the Rabo usually passes like the Rosh. So here, he doesn't pass like the Rosh, he passes like the Rif, the Rabo. Ma'amina, in Ashkenazi, the Bovo, the Bovo, the Sheina, the Bovo, the Sheina, the Rif, the Bovo, the Rif. So the Chaber passes like the Rosh, and the Rabo passes like the Rosh. But in respect to Brocha Achreino, so they both pass. And Brocha Achreino is only required in connection with the lessons. Now let's see, now there is a long way, and there is a very long time. We want to have time to go over inside but let's go over inside most of the Rav, because Rav mentions the two sheets. Maar, nou, ik zeg het maar. Ja, kost me allemaal op zijn grieven van gade gaven, niet zomaar een huisje. Die morgen aan het zorg, die vroeger weer een keer, gaat van kast in kast. Kom het eraan zaal, die naar morgen was je nog niet gezond. Die misschien zo niet in die maar, zou niet mag ik misschien zo weet. Die mag nog een keer weer op mijn graag geweest. Hier kan ik niet gaan zitten aan de kast, die staat op de zoete is. Oude muurtje gaan voor, ik hou het niet meer. Juka, echo, ochraats, de woonklager, goeie toch aan, de woonmachter, die zat aan, die hoort nog maar jullie. Sjoch, het ga je niet gaan, zwaar ik haar gisteren mee, waarom niet een oude allo, mee te bieden, die mocht geen, je bent dood, de kies op de gaan, die verdien, die doe je de schrikken de gaan, de schrikken de heen, zo, die was dat ze in de mocht gaan, de schrikken de heen. Mocht is een woon graag, die mag je maar zien. So here I'm trying to have a it's not an allergies to kiss our down or to have a because you cannot say that God is drinking something. You cannot do it. So you don't have to say in Hohe of Brilliant Priyagofen and each course, but you say Brilliant Priyagofen and the first course, and that covers all the cases. So, perhaps I can say, I'm not going to talk about the whole what can we have to do with that? Dagot? Dagot? Shabu? Dagot? So he says, over there, he was not a, he was still allowed to be. Shalom in a case salon, the words of each case. So the Ram himself, even though the Ram does not agree with the sheet of the Lim, but he says that Kashi of Bamoy is no Kashi. But what about this Kashi? How can we say that here, so it's analogous to have a Limper? Why? Because it's impossible to recite the examples and drink here at the same time. So we have to, it's impossible to say that God, to read that God, and drink. Why it is possible? Because the Lord is the prescription of Kishayi, each. So the God is more absent, because the God does not touch trust, he does not interfere with his drinking, he can drink the Kishayi. So he says, you are pushing, Shapiro, take the Lord, assuming that one is allowed to drink, let's say, after he was missing the first course, he's allowed to drink another course. Because why do you say that? Because the Ram himself will say that once you are missing a course, you're not allowed to drink another course. But for argument's sake, let's grant that one is allowed to drink another course, even after he was raising one course. Shall you take the whole thing? We come to him and we all pick this up. We meet for each other and we're going to even if we grant it, that one is allowed to drink another course after he was raising one course. But at the same time, we cannot do it. So you have to stop that one. You have to interrupt that one and drink. Even if we say that one is allowed after he was missing the first course in the middle. So let's say just before he starts saying the Yisha Omkron, so he's missing another course and he drinks. Let us assume that it's good. Well, the answer is that it's not good. He cannot interrupt the Hakodeh and say, as he says, the Yisha Omkron, so he stops saying the Hakodeh and he's missing another course and he drinks. So according to the Ram, he's not allowed to do it. But let us pray for argument's sake that he is allowed to do it. But even if he's allowed to do it, but he's certainly not allowed to drink simultaneously with the recitation of that. Let's say he'll say, Asha Kolomu, because I'm saying, And this is said as only what I'm saying only. So, 39. Wenn aber da die Ampel in dieses Auto, die Motto nicht ist, nicht steht, mach mal weiter. Und dann sagt, mach das nicht, ich habe viele Dinge noch, wir kommen da und die Sache, wo die Kunde da wurde, wo die ist. So eine Mele, die Kasche oder der Sodi auf der Malamoria, das ist der Ding, ist an der Surface in der Sodi. Wenn aber da die Ampel in dem, der geht selbst ist das so. Da noch, bei der Malamoria, that he is allowed to drink another course after he was busy the first course. Of course, that he can interrupt that go there and pour in another course and drink it. That itself is not service. He's not allowed to do it. But we say in the initial change, when the Avogad the Ambulon the Kiss alone, he was a wish to see Shet, Mashma Bada, the Hebrew Kisses, Avogui Beemza Kiss. שאחר שבוז הקקויס, שאחר שבוז הקקויס ניסה פרו לקציח מצחיים של מטירו, אין את מי שאיתי כיס החמיש, so I'm going to what does it mean in כיס רשני, לשאלתי, what's a כיס רשני, that's a כיס of כיבוש. So it means, he made כיבוש שאול לקוס, the good right thing. So before he is missing the second course, over which he will recite, he is going to recite the ברוכה או להקוד לו שבוע לקוס, I'm saying, so then he is allowed immediately upon the drinking, upon the conclusion of the drinking of the Keshal Kibush, before he is raising the Keshal Akhobe. So he is allowed to fill up the course in drinking. Can he fill up two cases in drinking? But the moment he fills up the Keshal Akhobe and he started already to say the Akhobe, He's not allowed to interrupt that person. Even before he finishes the course, even though he's in the midst of each other, or in the island of the Avogad, he's not allowed to interrupt. He's not allowed to interrupt and drink another. Even reaching the course of Hadish, they, Sharimo, is talking about the Kohashi Baloni, she might be asking about Kofu to see it. And certainly, while he says the Brocha Shalom, and he says how, so he's not allowed to read some analogy, between Homo Yitach and Hagode seems to be a good analogy. Oh, so in other words, so he refutes one argument of the Brocha. One argument of the Brocha here was based upon the premise that here by other cases, he can do both at the same time. So he says no. So the man says no, he cannot do both. But then there's another and the Rosh also mentions this time. All the Shaykh of Achim Tamarim mentions the second time of Rosh. Second time of Rosh. So that's mentioned by all the Shaykh of Achim Tamarim. So in other words, all the Shaykh of Achim Tamarim and who say that by Arba cases, you say only one Kochel of Rosh before the case of Kibush, and you don't say Rosh Yagrefer before you drink from the other cases. So, how do they distinguish it from the Pune, and certainly you're not allowed to send a brother to see a Shemonu and drink at the same time. So it should be analogous to Havon So they say, true, you're not allowed to eat that food and drink at the same time. You cannot say Shabbat move and drink at the same time. That's not allowed. But when does the Lord who say that where it's impossible to do both at the same time, to recite and to drink at the same time, so it's not allowed. So then it's a half say, only when the thing that intervened constitutes a conclusion to the act. Mashiach, if it doesn't constitute a conclusion to the act, so then even though you cannot do both at the same time, it's no absolute. Over there, intervention, what has happened? What is Havnubach mean? In other words, there was already the decision. The decision, the declaration was made that they are concluding. They are concluding the suit. They are concluding the suit. So it is civil. So if one could be involved because I was a and drink at the same time. So even though the Birkas HaMose is the Havu Medimach, is the conclusion of the Sunnah, it still would be absent. But you have the fact that it's impossible to do both at the same time, the conclusion, the Siluk of the Sunnah, and the drinking, so maybe it is absent. Mashiach here, true, it's also to say Ashalom, and drink wine at the same time, but the Ashabolonu does not constitute any conclusion to what it was, what to the Bukhe before. So mainly it's noise. That's what the Omish is. Lady Marzahalevi, the Riyamun Shushi Bukhe, we have shelter to buy it. How do you do a Shusil? Achil, Shusil, Achil. So the only reason is why it's not the hefsek. The only reason is why the kisu of the chayo is not the hefsek. Vis-a-vis the shchite of the eid is because it's possible to both at the same time. But otherwise it would be impossible to shech to the mechasek. At the same time, then the kids of the higher would constitute the hefsek. Ligabei the shchitah law. Why? Because what is kisu? Kisu is a concluding act. So in other words, when do we say that it's impossible to do both acts at the same time? So it's a hefsek only if it is a concluding act, if it is silver. But if it's not a concluding act, so even though it's impossible to do both acts at the same time, it's no hefsek. So we got a shchitah kisu. So if not, if it can be possible to be mechasen to share, then the kisu, the act of kisu, which is a concluding act, the act of shchitah of the behavior of the chayo, would count to the hefsek, because kisu marks the conclusion of the shchitah. Mashirin came here, so there is no sin. So then he would have to say Nubroche only over there because the kisu is the concluding act to the shchit. So he said that you can say in regard to the fact that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says so he doesn't have to say Ocher Shchit. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to make a new Ocher of Kisu either. In other words, let's say he has to shech and he mechase lichayo, and he has to shech and he mechase. So Rabbi Yehuda says that first he shechts a lichayo and he's mechase lichayo. Then he shechts a nov and he's mechase lichayo. He's mechase lichayo. So Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to make a new bracha in the shechita nov, and he also says that Rabbi Yehuda is meaning he doesn't have to make a new bracha in the kisu. So all right, we can say that the reason as to why the Gemara says that he does not have to make a new bracha on the shechita nov is because it's possible to share the chase in the same time. But if it had been possible to share in the chase in the same time, so then so the kisu of the chayo would constitute the hefsek between the shchite of the chayo and the shchite of the love. Why? Because why would constitute the hefsek? Because kisu is a concluding act, is an act of sin. But he says the same thing regarding the bracha of kisu. So the reason is why he doesn't. Now, Abida says he shechts the chayo and he's mechasma. Then he shechts the off and mechasma. And when he shechts the off, he doesn't make a new bracha la shechito. And when he's mechasma the off, he does not make a new bracha la kisu. Kisada. So over there too, Rabbi Yechiel says the reason is why he doesn't make a new bracha al kisu adam, al kisu adam of the rov, is because it's possible to do both at the same time. The implication being that if it would be possible, so then the shchite of the rov would constitute the hefsek between the kisu of the chayo and the kisu of the rov. But the shchite is not a simple cake. And still, the Gemara implies that hadn't it been for the fact that you can do both at the same time, it would constitute the hefsek. So we see, not like the Balamoya, that when do we say that when it's impossible to do both at the same time, it's a hefsek, only when it's a silicate. The Gemara implies that if not for the fact that it's possible to be mechasen and mishek at the same time, so then the shchite of the off would constitute the hefsek between the kiss of the chai and the kiss of the off, but the shchit of the off is not the concluding act. So the Ram says, no, it's no kashi. I'm the Beit Gushet. Da'afu miboshke, kim sha'kis va'shchite yon mechukin in the gambe, b'nim shede shchite hefse, b'chilut in kisu. You are which you tell me that you're so fond of it, because it was ready. Mashiach la'av kis ha'om, shekulim to see it, v'yikam sivu shiyavs. Oh, So in other words, there is no kasha against the Balamoya. There is no kasha against the Balamoya. So in other words, the Balamoya's shite is a wisdom machine. Balamoya's shite is a wisdom machine. And the Rosh agrees with the Balamoya. Primarily because of the second argument by the Balamoya, not the first. But the second argument by the Balamoya. In other words, that there is a machlokes. Now that's in modern fashion. That where it is impossible to do both texts at the same time, then it's empty. So because of that, the Rebbe says that in view of the fact it's impossible to say Ashkelonu and Gozal the same and drink wine at the same time, so the main Ashkelonu is a hefsek between the broche and the first course and the drinking of the second. So what it constitutes the hefsek? The broch hashavon, because you couldn't do both at the same time. But the Balamoya says, true, you couldn't do both at the same time. But when does the Balamoya say that when you couldn't do both at the same time, so it is a hefsek that is only calculated there? Or if the two acts that couldn't take place at the same time represent two mitzvahs altogether? So then, if it was the concluding act of the hour, or it's a separate act altogether, two separate acts altogether. So then if the two acts cannot be done together, so it's a hefsek. Mashiach can be hear about cases, two days in Kiev with the Jaws, but all the four cases, there is a zero between all the four cases, okay? But there is a kill, there is a partial kill in drinking Darachelus one cause, there is a partial kill in drinking Darachelus second cause, but when you drink all the four cases, and when you say all the brachas are all the four cases, there is a zero of the brachas and the drinking of all the four cases. So maybe, since they do not represent separate mitzvahs entirely, but part and parcel of one mitzvah, which has halakim, so maybe the Avodah Shikim is the tifidot, it did not take place at the same time as well. There's the machleket between the Avodah and the Rosh at one end and the Rif on the other. Even though it's not a Dorosh of Sin, and even though it does not represent independent mitzvahs, entirely independent mitzvahs. But I mean independent aspects of the same mitzvah. So Arabish in Dorosh of Sin, so to watch. When does the Rabbi say that where the two acts were, wherever Mishnu Kuchen is no action, so then it is the answer. So it is only something that is kavuah, not something that is not kavuah. Umiu, hanimile b'dobo ha'kavuah lochem, k'chri asagol, ha'kavuah lochem, kavuah lochem, k'vodeim lochem, t'chir olam v'yon, v'chavitim sholim nisuri, v'yokko alayem, oyu b'zakneset, oyu b'zakneset, sh'yivniku sham zokim lechelet, כי שהנחיץ לנו אותו לברוח לך, ואף על פי שהספרו לו כיס הכנסת, הוא ישאול לו שם דו של אחד משחיץ לך. ואוכל, דמיך ומריבה, פעם הגיעו להם פעדו לאפשר. ובאת, ובפנה מדבר חייל של פני המוזים שם עושים לו דו, וכל זה היה דבר אחד המוזים, ואף על פי שפני לך מריצים לנו, ומי שתי יקרוך אל הדו לאפשר. אבל פעדה, ואמרים לנו אחר, הוא לא פה הקבוע, Dobro shoes, she wants a map see is what? Now. So you need some mentions a cloud. It's a certain location cloud, the leaf's cloud. The leaf's general cloud is that wherever the two X cannot take place together, so then it's absent. Then it's absent. But there is a limitation on that. That is only if it is something that is called well of him. So then it is absent. Let's say that way. So that's the regular, it's called, that's a regular pattern. In other words, that's the regular way. I mean, how do you bring the cases of life? So the regular pattern of the drinking, the four cases, involves the recitation of that way between one cause, between one cause and that. So it's called, so since something intervened, something that is in the regular pattern. Now, the Rif doesn't mean when the Ram says, I'm going to be like the Ramban also says the same thing. We have to do the Makhlu of Hebrew, so it doesn't mean to distinguish between something that is a digital value or something that is on the shoes. Because then you can ask now that I do, that only something that I can do of Hebrew, so it comes into the absence. But something that is not the world of Hebrew means from the more of Chavelin showing the suit of the for a prayer, will be such cases, will be some way of a prayer. So it's such a new question of the Chavele, that she has been to the Koch of Chavele. He got to say, Koch, all over the world. Yeah, but she's told us that this is one of them. If somebody eats the meat, he's the meat. Then he finds himself in the diet, so he interrupts the meal and comes back. Then when he comes back again and he wants to finish the meal, he doesn't have to say how it's here again. He doesn't have to say how it's here again. Let's say he wants to drink wine, but he made the ocher on the eye. Now he wants to drink all wine. So when he comes back again to finish the soup, after he's done, poverty, bad times, to say Kriya Shema. So we don't have to say the Kohen Bidot Shema. So, but after all, according to this principle, general rule, that where Mishke Uruchem HaGodel Yepsher, or where Lechem Uruchem HaGodel Yepsher, so then, it comes to Kriya Shema. So the Kohen HaGodel Yepsher. So just as the Rif says that the meaning of Asher Kohen comes to Kriya Shema. So the meaning of Kriya Shema, Just the fact that it is a chibur matter. It means, when does the Rif say that when in any case where Mishkeu Kuchem HaGodel Yepsher, so it comes to the Yepsher, only when that act that intervened between the original one and the present seer is something that takes place in the regular pattern of the mitzvah. As for example, now, what kind of an intervention was there? What kind of an interposition was there? So what intervened? The poch HaShalom Kol HaSamseinu. So this interposition of HaShalom Kol HaSamseinu, that took place in accordance with the regular obligatory pattern of the Akkadah. In other words, that's the way it has to be done. He drank the course of Kibbutz, and then he said Hashem Olamu, but he has to say Hashem Olamu. Mashiach came where he made the Mocha Birch Yadeva. Then he reminded himself, he didn't have Mincha yet, it's late. Another 5 minutes, and it's here. So he will not be able to daven later Mincha. So because of that, he interrupts the drinking of wine, the Sudeh, and the Dams Mincha. Then he comes back. He doesn't have to say the Yagefe again. Why? Because too there was an interposition. He was dabbing. And dabbing and drink at the same time, dabbing and drink at the same time, that's impossible. But this so-called interposition was not something that took place in the regular pattern of the same thing. As such a law. So maybe it's correct. But a Shakwalu, that is not something that took place accidentally because he forgot to have Mincha before. Something that is in accordance with the pattern of the Seder. So that constitutes a Hefsa. So he says, Now, I thought of giving another shiur, but it's impossible. Now tomorrow, so of course the first shiur is easy a day of the first shiur. If it would be possible for me to give another shiur, so I don't know if it would be possible. But tomorrow night, there is a Polish here. It's on the evening of the same day. Now, we already discussed some of the numbers of the same day. Well, in the Polish here, I'll discuss it again, but I'll discuss other numbers of the same day that I did not mention is there. And that is tomorrow night. Thank you.
Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Mishnah.
So first, So first the Boche of Mishayim, and then the Boche of Rifkiyayim. Because the Chayim of Yayim is the Yayim. So maybe he has to mention, he has to say the Boche of Mishayim first. And I think the Yayim Shiyome. It's not necessarily. It could be on the table, but in other words, the vicious idea would come by itself. But the yayin, so it does not necessarily have to be at the time when the year begins. For we see the yayin, before the yayin, why? Because the yayin gave the kiddush. Because Kiddush requires Yayin. So Mele, he has to say the Broche of Birkriya Geffen and the, so he has to say the Birkriya Geffen first. She Yayin Gil, the Kiddush of Yom, the Brache, another reason as to why the Yayin, the Broche of Birkriya Geffen, precedes the Broche of Birkriya Geffen. To deal with Yayin is the deal. So the machine taught the king that there's a general principle that when you have to become two mitzvahs, so that which is more frequent, so that has to proceed. Now, the Bracha of Yaakov is make everything. It is right. So, for the Bracha of Yisrael, it's on Shaykh and Shabbos. So, because the Bracha of Yaakov is on Tony, so you may lay it. So the machine taught the Tony king. You can say now what is the answer? I mean,
two reasons. So
So there's a malinkit between Erezer and Yeshua. So the whole was machia nega Erezer. What Erezer, he did not succumb to the feeling of hope. So then we will nabe chachom will nabe Erezer. But Erezer trying to show that halacha is like himself, but his opinion did not prevail. And then he said, "Im halacha kmeisim l'shalayim l'chicha." So Yotzov asked him, "Om halacha k'rabbezer?" Omar Rabbi Yeshua, "Ad lo boma ein mashgich l'mas." She boma tov lo im hashalayim. So in other words, so Rabbi Yeshua. So sure she is, the possible is not there. So in that particular in the end, so it was negative natural, because over there, so it was a plain machlikit between Yochid and Rabbi. Yochid and Rabbi, so really that, so we have to follow the Rabbi because of Rabbi Matis. But in view of the fact that Yeshua said it much better than the possible change, both of the most, so it's mashma that Rabbi Yeshua meant not only in that particular case situation, so he must be the gospel. But in any situation, what is not there. Oh, so you have to learn this according to the Brazil. Chipshon, Chipshon, Israel, Chosin, Kirish, Halachim, Israel, 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 why is it that we do pass by the past of the Sila and we do not pass in?
Now, the Rambam says, as I see that here, that if the Yodhi comes and tries to be Machia in Dina Torah, so then it's not a check. Not only if the Yodhi comes to contradict Dina Torah, but he doesn't come to contradict Dina Torah. He just comes in Huye to be Machia. Let's say there's a shyness whether it's Christian Lichus and it's Mutterhaus, and nobody comes and says, it hears me weird that it's Christian Lichus and it's Mutterhaus. So it's not Ashi. It's not Ashi. Now, here we see, so what we see from that, that Mutterhaus cannot come, cannot take effect, Nacho is nothing. But Paschal, we see that Paschal did take place in a Chorizinah. So Paschal of Alochim, there's a Paschal of Alochim, so there is a distinction according to Rambam between Nivuye and Paschal. Paschal is not Nivuye. Paschal
so significantly prophet of the Hotzi Hashem. But Pascha is not Nivuyeh. So in Nivuyeh there is a Lochim, that Nivuyeh does not take place in a Choyer in a Tehra. So Mele, if Sakir Nivuyeh comes, the Tehra is in Nivuyeh, and through Nivuyeh, it tries to be Machmiyeh, and in a Tehra, so it's a Raya from Hashem. Because Nivuyeh would take place in a Choyer in a Tehra. But Pascha can take place. Now from the Rambam, in Chumash, in Parashat Reis, it's Mashma. It's not so explicit. But it's Mashma of Pan Chumash, that the Rambam is chilek. The Rambam is chilek on the So Mashma. It's not so now explicit. But it's Mashma, that the Rambam is chilek on the That the Rambam should be is. That it all depends. What will we say? If the Novi comes to contradict in the Torah, let's say the Novi would come to give in Mitzvah of the Torah with the evidence, or even if he would come and say that the Halacha is different than what the Torah Shema Peh declares it to be. In other words, the Torah Shema Peh says they are the best laws, and he would come and say, no, they are only one of the best laws, or they are many laws. So then, of course, he's in the Hashem. That is the best idea that what he's saying is a shaker. That the Rebbe Shalom did not appear to him before. But suppose he only comes and says not to contradict him at all, but just to be machir. And let's say the Rebbe is one who is Hurak. If he wasn't Hurak, he's not Hurak. So we don't have to trust him anyway. But suppose he is Hurak as a Rebbe. He has been established as a Novi before, or suppose he shows the Mekes, so that's a way of establishing himself and from the outset of the Novi. So suppose someone who was like as a Novi, let's say someone like God will reveal what he will be, who was like as a Novi. So he comes and he's Machria in the Nato, let's say he says it's a Christian deal, it's good that awesome. He doesn't come to the But it's just machia. So then we don't have, we are not, it's not binding upon us. We don't have to report ourselves in the gods with what nobody says in the way. Because we're Bashamay. So it's not binding upon us. We're Bashamay. But in Nobi Hashekar is in Nobi Hashekar is not. Now, so in other words, so according to the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't spell it out in some way. But that's how it's mashma. That's how it's mashma from the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, the Chumash, so Nevuyeh and Pascha are the same thing. In other words, just as Rabbi Yeshua Shini is, Imashkech Li Pascha, now of course the Pascha there, he certainly was not Yeshua. That was Eves. So all the Chachmas in Israel witness the Pascha. And still Rabbi Yeshua said Mashiach Pascha. And as they says, for example, Rabbi Yeshua, in view of the fact that Rabbi Yeshua mentioned the Pascha of Hashemayim, so Rabbi Yeshua implied that even when it's not given in our Torah, the Pascha just tries to be Machriya in our Torah. It's still in Hashem. So the same thing applies to not the void. But Sheikh Sarabha means there is a distinction between the two of us. In Pascha, it's not binding the order of Yeshua, but Sheikh it isn't. But the Buddha cannot take effect in Achoyah. The purpose of the Novi is not to verify the Novi. That's not the purpose of the Novi. So maybe the Novi does bind. So that's the best binding of the Karamba, that is the Mashiach. Right. Now next mission. They view it for all in Gabel Bechazeres. Now that expression, Bechazeres. So he doesn't mean the Gabel in the Chazeres. How can you give the Chazeres? Chazeres, that's all the lives. How can you give him that? That's it. You can give him liquid. You could not did in the south. So the expression, there's a certain expression we find with Ba. This expression Ba means that the Chazeres is linked to something else. Not that it's something else is linked to the Chazeres, but the Chazeres is linked to something else. Seems so important. So that's the meaning of the Talmud Chazeres. So beautiful. Be beautiful. Now, so the Rashbam says, be beautiful by your bodies. This is the Rashbam's view. Teis v'sishayim. Be beautiful. Pirush Rashbam wants. Ben here. We will go to the head. Be beautiful. 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 Now, I should call Muna Hazaras. In other words, that's why we did Halochet to learn the beginning of Hakusaki. In other words, that the Hatrile, so the table should be set, I mean, the tablecloth should be set before, but I mean, the food on the table should be placed after the Balabais and his Kish, recite the Kish. But it should not, the Hatrile, it's not there. No thing for anyone to place all the food, the chalice, and all the food at the table before the Balabais makes Kiddush. So the Lachatchila is, the mitzvah Lachatchila is, that first the Balabais should make Kiddush. Then, once he finished reciting the Kiddush, so then you have to place at the table all the chalice that are passing in. That's Lachatchila. But suppose the food was placed at the table before the Balabais recited the Kiddush. So then the halacha is that before the Balabais recited the Kiddush, he has to cover up all of it. And after the Kiddush, he uncovers it. So the Mele, when he covers it up, and then the Kiddush uncovers it, so it's considered as if all the food was put at the table every. So the same aloha twice is a time. And that aloha is not limited only to pass. It applies to everything. You appreciate meat, you have soup, but you have great food, whatever you have at the table. So it should be bought every. But if it was put for Kiddush, so there's an eight. And suppose there is a hardship in bringing it at Kiddush. So then Chatzila you can bring it for Kiddush and cover it with Achor. And then and beside the Kiddush, and after Kiddush, don't cover. So this is how this is explained. Here is the Pirusha. In view of the form of Shuch, Shai Yudin HaShuch, or the HaKiddush, or HaShuch, or the HaKiddush. Right? So the Yadu HaZer is, so that means that the whole letters is dipped in HaZer. And it's how? It's dipped to some. The HaZer is the whole letters. So is it. So it's the sun. Now let's see that. The time is, Hashem is the word means that something else is in the but the mind is the thing that is written. In the window, the whole of the people, why do you love the Hamas? So this people is the people of Kabbalah. Now, we have two people. One people is of Karpas and one people is of Morek. So here the Mishnah is discussing the people of Karpas. So this people of Karpas is not the Chayis. Now there is a Shiras Moshim that the people of Karpas is also Chayis. The Shiras Ram. But that was Shiras Machel. So the Rashbam says, I people are Chayis. Only the Morek is dipped in the Christ. But this people of the Kaabas is not the Christ. It will become a view of one of Matzah the Chazeres. The Chazeres is the power of the Hagoyim. So far the Mishnah didn't mention the Christ. So when it's an idea that the people of the Kaabas is not the Christ. Not the Christ. But in what is it? That's so important. Vachazeres, Vachazeres, Labdash. Ellie mentioned the Achere, Alochas Achere. So here the Mishkin is mentioning the Aloche of Kampas. Now what's the purpose of making the people of Kampas? In order that the curiosity of the children should be allowed. And we should ask. So in other words, so what does Kalpas consist of? Kalpas consists of anything. So the Hazaras is not that. And we need suppose he doesn't have any vegetable other than the woman that is, so then we talk about Hazaras. But the mitzvah, the thing of Kalpas, can be fulfilled by dipping in the salt water and the air. So Caleb Shiagial is a So we will be follow Matzah of the Chazeres V'chareisens U'shnei Tavshiri Avon Pishi Chareis Mitzvah. So Ishnei Tavshiri Mefted. So what is Ishnei Tavshiri? One is Kineged the Pesach and one is Kineged Achdi. So we bring the peace of Pesach and Neg. So it's Kineged the Pesach and Kineged But Chareisens Tadikam says it's not Mitzvah. Why? Because the purpose of Chareis is called the Rabbah is, so the Gemara says, I fasted. So it's because of Kap. Now what does Kap mean? So one time, according to Moshe, it's a certain venom that they have the problem that it says. So by doing it, the Chareis says, so then you remove that venom. And according to the Rav, it's a certain kind of a word. Now it's a certain kind of word, so you should not be allowed. So to do it anyway. So the answer is that voting which kind of the loyim are muter and which kind of loyim are not muter. So only when it's spirit is used, but the Holy Spirit, it does not become a share of the Jesus. So then only if it's spirit is used, but if it's not spirit, it's not us. So there is no shining without an achil. But because of Sakone, so he has to be shaken within the Chareis. But so Chareis is no mitzvah per se, according to
that.
Chareis is a mitzvah. It's not just for the purpose of removing the man. But it's a mitzvah, right? It's wrong. It was a how it came. We can be caution, we can be caution. Now here the Rashbam,
it's a mitzvah, so she has important to work. Jewish means that they have to work on
the ground. She has seen how much is to make it. We tchil a matzah of Hakim, so that is a chatchil a mere eyes. To eat the matzah first is a mitzvah, not to eat first at all. Because dipping in the Chareises is for the purpose of eliminating the sakona, whether the sakona consists of feminine or sakona consists of the loy, but it's for the purpose of eliminating the sakona. So, when is it necessary to remove the sakona? מתחזק, בסופו הוא זה סמאלי, אוקיי? זה, he doesn't involve any risk. So the melee seems to involve any risk on it. So there's no one for the two cars. But in the matters here, to the car pass. Oh, you make it nice. Oh, you can buy the milk. We should be ready for the time. The old man is more. The car is a machine. We like a car pay a lot. We more. We coach to a little bit. So they can come to Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are like deep. We share from the boy, we see from the boy's body and the brain. We need to share from the shit in position of the chair. We can't use a tape. She also will see that we need to have this.